Lydia says, Zion Mishnah above, hey, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas were made at the Bama Kama.
Avlad shal shlamim sheyikrab shlamim.
A child that is born from a korban shlamim should also be brought as a korban shlamim, as somebody who is marked as a behemoth to be used as a korban shlamim. And before he has a chance to bring the korban, he gives birth to a child. That child also has kedusha and should be brought as a korban shlamim. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer says, Vlad shlamim lo yikrab shlamim. And Rabbi Eliezer says that a child born from a korban shlamim should not be brought as a shlamim. Instead, it should be locked up in a room and starved to death. The reason for Rabbi Eliezer is that if we allow you to bring the child of a korban shlamim also as a korban shlamim, then we are afraid that somebody who would be makdish a korban would not bring it right away. Instead, he would wait till it had children, so he would have many karbanos. And a takala could happen from that, as if a person does not bring a korban right away, he might end up shearing the animal or doing avoda with the animal, which is also for a korban. So therefore, it's better that we should not allow you to bring the child at all. The korban, instead, it should be locked up. The chachamim oimrim yikra. The chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say that you could bring the child of a korban shlamim as a korban. Amar Rabbi Papayas, Rabbi Papayas says, ani meh, I testify, shehoysa lanu para zivche shlamim. We had a cow which was a korban shlamim, ba'achal nuhu ba'pesach. And we ate this korban shlamim on Pesach, ba'achalnu vlada shlamim b'chav. And we ate the child of this korban shlamim as a korban shlamim on Chag, which is Shavuos. So we see from there that the child of a korban shlamim also could be brought as a korban.
Masechet Idiot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, Hein Ha'idu. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papayas were made as they testified the following halacha, al aruchos shamachtomim shehein tmeim. Flat pieces of wood that bakers prepare the bread on them, that they are makabel tumah. Even though shute kli'eis, flat pieces of wood that do not have receptacle, min ha-Torah are not makabel tumah, but the Rabbanan were gozer that they are makabel tumah the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Eliezer mitar ed Rabbi Eliezer is mitar shute kli'eis, as according to Rabbi Eliezer, even with Rabbanan, flat pieces of wood are not makabel tumah. Hein ha'idu al tanor shechit kukoyu. They were also made about an oven that was cut into small round pieces. And the person cut his oven into pieces so it should be considered a broken kli, which is not makabel tumah. And then he put the oven back together, benafan hal ben choya lechoya. And when he put the oven back together, he put sand in between each round piece. Shehu tamei. They were made that after the tanner is put back together, it is makabel tumah. And since after he put the tanner back together, he plasters it on the outside with plaster. So now that he plastered it, it's considered as if it's now a taner shalem, a complete taner, and therefore it's makabel tumah. So Rabbi Eliezer mitar, as Rabbi Eliezer was mitar the taner, even after it was put back together, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not makabel tumah, and since there is sand between each piece, so it's still considered a shever kli, a broken kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. They were also mad that you could be ma'abr the year, the whole honor. If they want to add on a month to the year and make an adar sheni, they can do so until the 29th day of adar. So how you omrim ad ha-purim. As originally the chacham said that you could only be ma'abr the year until purim. As after purim, which is 30 days before Pesach, the chacham started darshening Hilchos Pesach. And we are afraid that if after we start darshening Hilchos Pesach, we add on a month to the year, and Pesach is pushed off for a month, that the people that were already hearing Hilchos Pesach would not accept that Pesach is being pushed off, and they would make Pesach an Adar instead of Nisan. So therefore, originally they said that you can only be Ma'abed the year until Purim, but they were made that you can be Ma'abed the year, the whole Adar, until the 29th day. Heim he'idu shema'abrin et ha'shana al-tana. They were also made that Beis Din could be ma'abr the year, they can add on an adar sheni with the tnai, with the condition, which is that Beis Din can only be ma'abr the shana if the nasi agrees. Now, in a case where they want to be ma'abr the shana, but the nasi is away, they could be ma'abr the shana on condition that when the nasi comes back, that he would agree. Umaisa b'Rabba Gamliel, there was a maisa with Rabba Gamliel who was the nasi. Shehalach lito reshut mehegmon b'Syria. He went to discuss cloud issues with an officer in Syria. Bishal Lovel, and he delayed
and coming back, and it was already getting to the end of Adar, and Beth Din wanted to be Ma'abra the year, the Ibru et Hashana, and they were Ma'abra the year, they made it Adar Sheni, Al Tnai, Lechashayir to Rabbi Gamliel, on condition that when Rabbi Gamliel returned, that he would agree. Ukishaba Amar Rosani, and Rabbi Gamliel, when he returned, he agreed. Benimtes Hashana Mu'beret, and it turns out that the year is Mu'beret. Even if Rabbi Gamliel returned only after Adar was finished, and he can't be Ma'abra the year after Adar is finished, since they were already Ma'abra the year of Tanai before Adar was finished. So therefore, when Rabbi Gamliel returns and he agrees that the year should become an Iber year, the year is an Iber year from the time that Bezin was Ma'abra before the end of Adar.